Now, when that robbery occurred back in November of 2005, it opened a new chapter in my life, a breakaway from the same old, because it forced me to look at things from an entirely different perspective. Let me share with you how it all happened. In 2002, I had received a letter from a colleague of mine in Rome, Georgia, Dr. Bob Manna. Dr. Bob mentioned his friend from Kansas. Dr. Bob was writing about thankfulness and gratefulness and how those traits will build relationships, friendships, and business. He mentioned his friend from Kansas because he said, "I don't know of anybody that expresses his thankfulness more than my friend Ray. I never call, email, or write to Ray without him expressing how thankful he is for our relationship. And besides that, Ray saved me $30,000 in taxes last year." Now, in 2002, I was too preoccupied keeping up with the debt-free life we were living to give this letter a second thought. Fortunately, however, I didn't toss the letter, but had left it in a file in my desk drawer. As we were cleaning up from the robbery, my wife, Michelle, happened upon this letter and gently suggested that I contact Dr. Bob. We were packing up for a vacation in San Diego when I placed that call to Dr. Bob. He emailed his friend, and his friend emailed me. Through it all, I purchased the book Becoming Your Own Banker by R. Nelson Nash and had it shipped overnight so we could take it on our trip. Interestingly, the promptness and eagerness to serve illustrated the thankfulness and gratefulness that Dr. Bob had written about to me years ago in his letter.